The U.S. Labor Department said today that the economy added 200,000 jobs in January, and the unemployment rate held steady at 4.1%. Another month of strong numbers. And joining us now is Cardiff Garcia, co-host of NPR's podcast, The Indicator from Planet Money. He's in New York. Cardiff, hi, and welcome to NPR, by the way.
Jeremy, thanks very much. Great to be here as a colleague.
Exactly.
And not just as a friend. Yeah.
Well, and start by telling us about these numbers. It seems pretty good, is it?
A very good jobs report, and I should say roughly in line with the jobs reports of the last few months. You mentioned 200,000 jobs added in January. Well, the average for the last 3 months is 190,000. That's very good for an economy at this point in a recovery. We're now going on, what, 8 years?
Right.
Almost 9 years into the recovery. So that is a very healthy sign, yeah.
And the unemployment rate holding steady at 4.1%. Is that full employment, or can it even go lower than that?
Oh, it can definitely go lower. Full employment is kind of a murky concept, right? But the thing to look for is whether or not the unemployment rate is falling enough to drive up wages and salaries. Because what happens when unemployment goes low is that companies then have to start competing for workers, and that means they have to offer more money and benefits and things like that. And we're seeing some encouraging signs that that might be happening. I would stress it's still early days yet, but in this very report, we saw that over the past year, wages have gone up by 2.9%, and that is, in fact, a slight acceleration on what we've seen in the last few years. So, yeah, again, don't want to get overexcited, but this is at least tentatively very good news.
This report also finds that the unemployment rate for African Americans actually jumped up to 7.7% after we've heard so much from President Trump about how low the black unemployment rate is, historic lows. What's going on there now?
Well, it's no longer true that it's at a historic low because of this jump. But to sort of clear the air on that very strange debate going on about this specific number, the African-American unemployment rate has been falling for a while. It has been falling from a very high peak right after the recession when it got to almost 17%. It's now at 7.7%, and that decline has been fairly gradual. But it's worth mentioning that that is still a much higher unemployment rate than either the overall unemployment rate, which is 4.1%, or the unemployment rate for white workers, which is at just about 3.5%. So that is a persistent gap. It's one that, in historical terms, has shrunk lately, but it's still a very big gap and one that we should keep paying attention to, despite all of the kind of short-term, nonsensical, rhetorical back and forth that you hear sometimes.
You tweeted today that the percent of people working part-time for economic reasons is still not down to pre-recession levels. What does that tell you?
Yeah, so this is an interesting figure because what happens in a recession is that a lot of companies who have full-time workers, they sometimes start scaling their hours back. They go down to part-time. But those workers, make no mistake, would rather be full-time. And like the other indicators, this has been improving ever since the recovery started. So that used to be about twice as high. The share of the labor force who is part-time but would rather be full-time is now at about 3%. But I'll tell you what, before the recession started, it was at 2.6%. So some improvement, but still some work left to be done there. A lot of these part-time workers would still rather be full-time.
That's Cardiff Garcia, co-host of the podcast The Indicator from Planet Money. Cardiff, thank you.
Jeremy, always a pleasure.